Take a moment to pause and picture this. Within the next 90 days, you could become an entirely different person, not in theory, but in reality. A transformation in your posture, your voice, your gaze, and the way you face pressure. Push through hesitation and hold your head high in the face of challenges. 3 months from now, the version of you who constantly doubted, procrastinated, and stared at a screen to avoid taking action will no longer exist. In their place will stand someone sharper, stronger, decisive, focused. A builder, a finisher, a true force that emerged from within you. This is not a dream. This is a choice. A clear, firm, and resolute choice. Not to feel better, but to radically change. If you're truly serious about making the next 90 days the most powerful, most disciplined, and most transformative season of your life, you won't just skim through this. You will study it, digest it, practice it, and live with it step by step. Because this isn't for those seeking quick motivation. This isn't a spiritual pick-me-up to get excited for a few hours. This is a battlefield, a non-negotiable declaration of war against your old self, against the habits that kept you stuck, against the excuses you recycle every day as if they were facts. Just one decision, one single commitment. You either go all in or you settle for mediocrity. There is no gray area in between. 90 days is not a miracle. It's math. 3 months of absolute consistency can reconstruct your entire internal structure. Enough to let small victories snowball into unstoppable momentum. Enough for you to rise above the 99% who are still drifting through life, fooling themselves into thinking that someday is an actual plan, that nothing will happen unless you lock yourself in, unless you eliminate distractions, unless you burn all your exits and treat these 90 days as your final chance to prove that you can do it. You've said before that you were ready. You've declared it many times. But this time, you have to prove it through action. No more promises, no more feelings, no more waiting for perfection. If you're truly serious, mark this moment in time, the moment you begin rewriting your entire life with a pen of discipline. Not writing on paper, but engraving it into your nervous system, your identity, your daily behavior. And this is the starting line. This is the moment you burn the old blueprint, the one filled with stagnant habits, limiting thoughts, and cycles of excuses. You will not draft a new plan from broken fragments. You will start from zero, but a zero with intention, with fire, with razor-sharp focus. Someone who has truly decided does not leave a backup plan. They don't keep an escape route. They don't tuck a return ticket to their old self in their back pocket. They shut every exit and declare, I'm not going back, I'm only moving forward. That is the beginning of transformation, not in the future, but right here, right now. And that is the true meaning of the phrase, lock in, to trap yourself in a path that offers no way back. For the next 90 days, your life will become narrower, but also sharper. No more wandering among choices. No more being pulled in a thousand directions. You will live like a blade forged in fire, focused, persistent, and unyielding. With each passing day, you stack up living proof that you are no longer the person you used to be. And bit by bit, your brain will begin to believe it. This isn't about spirit, this is neuroscience. Your brain operates by patterns, by repetition. Every action you repeat carves a groove into your mind. Do it once, nothing changes. Do it twice, it starts to remember. Do it for 90 days, without interruption, without excuse, without negotiation. It becomes your new identity. Once your identity has shifted, you no longer need to try. You become. Waking up early is no longer a goal. It's just what you do. Going all in is no longer a mantra. It's your way of life. Discipline is no longer something you struggle to maintain. It's your default standard. And that's why 90 days isn't just time to try something. It's long enough to become someone entirely new. Let's be honest. This is not emotional hype. This is physics. This is momentum. This is inertia. The reason most people never create lasting drive is because they keep resetting. They start, then stop. They make it a few days, then give up. They fall into a cycle of resetting. Starting over, as if chasing a new spark. They wait for inspiration, not realizing that motivation is a liar. Discipline, that is the truth. Because discipline doesn't ask how you feel. It doesn't care if you're tired. It doesn't check the weather or what your friends are doing. Discipline only knows one direction, forward. And motion creates inertia. Inertia turns effort into ease. It turns struggle into flow. And that is the line between the ones who stay in the warm-up phase and those who actually ride. But to reach that threshold, you have to pass through pain, friction, and the sense that nothing is working. That's the barrier most people never cross. But I want you to remember this. Resistance is not your enemy. It's a signal. It's the sign that you are evolving. Muscles cannot grow without tension. Skills cannot sharpen without repetition. And identity cannot shift without emotional impact. So when it gets hard, when you feel like quitting, when your old habits begin whispering back, understand this. That is the edge. That's where most people stop. But not you. Because you've made a decision. And a true decision doesn't come from emotion. It comes from something higher. A burning desire to become someone who never turns back. You will not change if, in the back of your mind, there is still an escape route. That could be a tomorrow, a just this once, a maybe I'll start later. It might sound harmless, but those open doors are silently draining your resolve. Because as long as you know you have a way back, you'll never walk the path all the way forward. Your old self, however weak or prone to procrastination, has always been cunning. It will constantly try to pull you back into your comfort zone, where you don't have to face hardship, where you don't have to push yourself, where everything feels familiar. And of course, nothing ever changes. If you are truly serious about transformation, you must burn those bridges. You must make retreat impossible. You must eliminate all alternate scripts. No more plan B. No more let's just try and see. No more if this doesn't work, I'll go back to where I started. Because the moment you keep an escape route, you've silently compromised with failure. Those who are truly determined leave no way out. They don't keep a return ticket in their back pocket. They don't leave the door ajar. They wipe out every option except forward. And because of that, they become someone new. Not tomorrow, right now. No more I hope it'll be different, only I'm creating the difference. That's why during these 90 days, your life needs to be narrowed, not to limit you, but to sharpen you. Not to do less, but to go deeper, more deliberately, with purpose. You will choose to live like a laser beam, not spreading energy in every direction, but focusing it on one target with full intensity. With each passing day, you'll accumulate proof that you are becoming a new version of yourself, and the brain, programmed by repetition, cannot deny what you prove to it daily. It doesn't argue with logic. It only remembers consistency. Each time you choose the right action, even the smallest step, you carve a new groove in your mind. One time may not make a difference. Two times begin to leave a trace. But doing it without interruption for 90 days, without apology, without excuse, without negotiation, you reshape your entire identity. And once identity changes, you no longer have to try. You become. You don't need to remind yourself to stay consistent, because consistency is who you are. You don't need an alarm to wake up early, because waking early is what you do. You no longer hesitate between comfort and discipline, because discipline has become your default standard. That is why 90 days is not an experiment. It is the mold that forges the new you. And if you still think this is just inspiration, let me be clear. This is neuroscience. This is the physics of action, the law of inertia, the simple truth that movement creates momentum. Momentum creates power, and power turns difficulty into instinct. That's why you see some people working relentlessly without burnout, training without force, continuing when most give up, They're not superhuman. They've simply passed a threshold where behavior no longer fights old instincts, but is absorbed into the new identity. But to reach that threshold, you must walk through resistance. You must enter the phase where everything feels stagnant. That's where most people quit. That's where you must be strongest. And at that very point, you'll hear the familiar voice from within. I'm too tired. One day off won't hurt. This isn't working. Try something else. Why are you even doing this? That's not your truth speaking. That's your old self trying to pull you back. But if you remember this, you won't fall. Resistance is not the enemy. It's the signal. When it shows up, it means you are changing. It means you are touching something you've never had the endurance to reach before. And if you break through that first layer of resistance, what lies ahead will be the greatest reward. You begin to believe in yourself. Just as muscle only grows when placed under tension, just as intelligence only sharpens when honed through repetition, identity, too, demands emotional friction, exhaustion, and internal struggle. No one wakes up transformed overnight, but everyone can begin, as long as they dare to burn the escape route. When you refuse to retreat, the brain is forced to move forward. When you refuse to make excuses, the body is forced into action. When you erase the second option, your subconscious has no choice but to adapt to the only one left, forward. And from that moment, everything begins to change. Not because the world around you shifts, but because you are no longer the same. When you lock in, when you trap yourself in an unbreakable commitment, you are rewriting your internal operating system. And the miracle will not come from emotion, but from uninterrupted repetition. Small actions done consistently and with resolve, one by one, will gradually destroy your inner doubt and construct an unshakable belief in a stronger version of yourself. Remember, your old self will not give up easily. But you don't need to fight him with shouting. You only need to stay silent and keep moving forward. One disciplined action a day, one solid step, one right choice. Transformation doesn't arrive through declarations. It arrives through behavior. And every day you live in alignment with the version you are building, you are killing the old you. Not with words, but with truth. We used to believe in motivation. We believed that if we were excited enough, if we listened to a powerful speech, if we happened upon an inspiring video, everything would start to shift. And sometimes it really did happen. You felt the fire, you wrote out a plan, you thought to yourself, I'm ready now. But then what? A week later, a few days later, or even the very next morning, that feeling disappeared and you returned to the same familiar place. Procrastination, doubt, giving up. The problem was never you. The problem was that you placed your faith in something untrustworthy. Motivation. Motivation is a feeling, and feelings are unstable. One day you wake up full of energy, another day you don't even feel like getting out of bed. One night you're ready to turn your life around, and the next morning you're scrolling through familiar apps again, whispering, I'll start fresh tomorrow. It's painful to admit, but the truth is motivation is a liar. It shows up when you're on a high and disappears when you need it most. And if you let it guide your actions, you'll live in a constant loop of starting and giving up. Discipline, on the other hand, it's not glamorous, it's not flashy, it won't stir your heart like a fiery speech. But it is the only thing that can save you from the spiral of disappointment that motivation leaves behind. Because discipline doesn't ask whether you feel like it, it doesn't care if you're happy or tired. It doesn't need to know if it's sunny or raining, if your schedule is packed or completely empty. Discipline doesn't demand emotion, it demands action. You don't need to love waking up early. You just need to wake up. You don't need to feel thrilled about working out. You just need to work out. You don't need to feel ready. You just need to move. And just like that, you begin establishing a new rhythm, one that isn't controlled by your moods nor dictated by circumstances. Every day you take action, despite how you feel, is a day you declare to yourself, I am someone who can be trusted. And here's where the miracle happens. Movement creates momentum. Not emotion, action. You move, And that movement awakens your nervous system, activates your awareness, and alters your body's chemistry. You begin to feel different, not because you sat and waited for inspiration, but because you acted without it. Momentum doesn't come from thinking, it comes from shifting. The more you act, the more reasons you give yourself to keep going. Difficult things start to feel familiar. What once required effort becomes automatic. And that's the difference between someone who constantly starts over and someone who truly rises. When you push past that first layer of resistance, when new habits begin to take root, when your body adapts and your mind starts to believe in the proof you create each day, something begins to shift. Instead of forcing yourself forward with logic, the work itself starts pulling you. Instead of having to drag yourself through, you begin to feel wrong not doing it. You don't have to push anymore. You're pulled by the journey. It's no longer a battle, it's your new identity. But to reach that point, you'll have to go through pain, wear and tear, doubt. The beginning stage is always the most brutal. That's when you act but see no results, when you try but receive no reward. It's when you're hammering away at the old wall of yourself, blow after blow, and it feels like no cracks are appearing. That's where most people quit. They believe that because they don't see any change, maybe this just isn't meant for them, but no. It's exactly when it feels like nothing is happening that everything is actually beginning to move at the deepest level. Resistance is not a sign that you're on the wrong path. It's the signal that you're on the right one. Muscle doesn't grow without pressure. Skill doesn't sharpen without repetition. Identity doesn't transform without emotional friction. When things get hard, when you feel like stopping, when those old voices return, just skip one day. You still have time. Is this even worth it? Know that you're closer than ever to the transformation zone. Because right there on the edge of discomfort is where you truly begin to separate from your old self. That's where you stop living by emotion and start living by purpose. That's where you're no longer pulled by the outside world, but guided by a fire within. Persistence doesn't come from the days you feel overflowing with motivation. It comes from the days you have nothing left but choice. The choice to keep going, even if no one's watching. The choice to continue, even when no one's cheering. The choice to finish, even when every cell in your body whispers, it's okay to skip today. And those very choices, repeated, silent, and steady, are where your new identity begins to take root. You don't need motivation to become the person you dream of being. You need a system. You need habits. You need a sequence of small, clear, non-negotiable actions repeated until you no longer even think about them. When your actions no longer feel like tasks to complete, but things you simply do, you've crossed the threshold of inspiration. You're living by discipline. And once that happens, you are no longer chasing goals. You are the one creating them. You don't need reminders. You self-initiate. You don't need applause, because your achievement is quiet, unwavering strength. Discipline becomes your new name. It flows through every decision. It becomes the reason people no longer recognize you, not because you show off, but because your quiet consistency is undeniable. So if you're still waiting for a little more motivation, a better day, a clearer sign that it's time, stop waiting, because you are the sign. And if you don't rise now, then when? If you don't begin with action, you will forever remain someone who only lives through emotion. Let today be the day you stop believing in motivation and begin living by the truth. Discipline is freedom. There's one thing all people who start and stop have in common. They wait for inspiration. They wait until they feel ready. Wait for a morning when they wake up full of determination. Wait for that right moment. But the truth is, winners don't live like that. They don't wait for the fire to begin. They are the ones who ignite it. And in a world where most people are sitting around waiting for inspiration to move, those who act without it are the ones who create real change. Because they aren't controlled by emotional waves, they build their own rhythm, a rhythm driven by principles, not moods. You don't need to feel inspired to start your day right. You just need to do what you said you would. Emotion follows action, not the other way around. And once you understand this, you'll no longer struggle to get in the mood every morning. You'll stop waiting for applause from the outside world to validate your worth. You will live by a principle. I do what needs to be done because I have chosen to be this kind of person. No one's pushing me. No one's standing behind me. I stand up on my own. I act on my own. And from that very self-command, true inspiration begins to form. Inspiration is not something you hope will show up. It's the byproduct of commitment. You create it through sweat, discipline, and daily consistent behavior. It's when you write, even with a foggy mind. When you still train, even though your body is tired. When you carry out your responsibilities, even though no one sees or praises you. And then, at some point, you realize inspiration doesn't need to arrive anymore because it has been built inside you. When you continuously follow through on what you've committed to, something begins to grow within. It's no longer motivation from the outside. It's quiet pride, a sense that you are reliable, that you are someone who can be counted on, that no matter how life turns, you keep moving forward. And that kind of inspiration, solid, unwavering, indestructible, is born from that very foundation. No one can take away what you've built yourself. Don't get it wrong. Inspiration is still a valuable source of energy. But it is not your main fuel. It is a reward, not a requirement. It shows up after you've done something long enough to begin loving it. It comes when you've acted in silence deep enough for your inner light to glow. And what matters most is this. Winners don't depend on inspiration, but they are fueled by the consistency they've created. You'll realize that after enough time persisting without emotional support, the work becomes a part of you. It's no longer something I have to do, but something I do because this is who I am. Not because you forced it, but because you've assimilated it. Not because you've pretended, but because you've built a foundation of identity strong enough to no longer rely on fleeting motivation. And that is what sets you apart. Ordinary people act when it's convenient. Average people act when they're encouraged. But the exceptional act even when there's nothing else left but a decision. They don't need ideal circumstances. They create ideal conditions by how they respond to hardship. They don't need to be motivated. They pull themselves out of stagnation. And because of that, they are the ones rewarded with lasting results, not from luck, but from 90 uninterrupted days of correct, repeated choices. Remember, transformation doesn't begin with a sleepless night and a grand promise. It begins with one small action, taken without inspiration, repeated long enough to become second nature, and if you're brave enough to do that every day, inspiration will no longer show up as a stranger, it will become a loyal companion, born from your very persistence. There will be days when you're exhausted, days when you don't want to talk, don't want to think, don't want to try anymore. That's when you're most likely to back away. But if you hold on right there, if you place your feet on the floor even when your mind wants to sleep, if you write one sentence even with a blank mind, if you lift the weight even as your body feels broken, then congratulations, you've just won the most important battle, the one no one sees. But that defines the person you become. Success is not a fleeting emotion. It is the sum of repeated behaviors carried out without waiting for inspiration. And once you understand that you don't need to wait to feel like it to begin, your entire inner world will shift. You'll no longer be someone who reacts. You'll become someone who creates. Every time you act without emotional support, you are rewriting your core beliefs about yourself. You are teaching yourself, I am not dependent. I am a creator. And when you live from that place, no one, not even yourself, can stop the emergence that is now forming. So if today you don't feel inspired, smile. Because that is a priceless opportunity to practice something more powerful than any inspiration. Silent discipline. Just do what's right. Repeat it. Let the reward come later. Don't wait for the wind to sail. Row your own boat. Light your own fire. Become someone who doesn't merely live off inspiration, but someone who builds the source of inspiration for their own life. When you truly commit to entering the 90-day journey of self-transformation, you'll quickly realize one thing. You cannot rely on randomness. You cannot move forward in the dark. You cannot let each day pass on a whim. If you want to reconstruct yourself from within, not a surface level change, but a complete realignment of your mind, body, and life purpose, you need a clear structure, a strategy designed with intention. And in this 90-day strategy, everything revolves around four core pillars: mind, body, mission, and stillness. Four elements that may seem separate, but when operated in harmony every day, will become the unshakable foundation for a version of you the world has never seen. The first pillar, the mind, where every revolution begins. You cannot live higher than your thoughts. You cannot rise if you are still carrying fragments of doubt, negativity, or chaotic input from the outside world. The mind cannot cleanse itself unless you actively nurture it. That's why each day you need to devote at least 1 hour to consciously feeding your mind, not by scrolling through your phone or listening to entertainment podcasts, but through constructive acts, reading quality books, journaling reflections, writing down your goals, capturing realizations, reflecting on the day. And this isn't a feel-good habit. It's a command to program your thinking. Each day you rewrite your mental operating system with new lines of code, clear, directed, and powerful. And if you do that consistently for 90 days, you won't just think differently, you'll live differently. The second pillar, the body, the vehicle that carries your life force. The mind may plan, but the body is the executor. You cannot desire a sharp mind in a sluggish body. You cannot maintain clarity when your body is filled with toxins, fatigue, and lack of movement. That's why every day you must move for at least 30 minutes, ideally 60. Not to burn calories, not to lose weight, but to train your spirit through your body. Running, gym workouts, boxing, yoga, walking. Anything that makes you sweat elevates your heart rate and pushes you beyond your usual limits. The focus is not on the type of workout, but your attitude while doing it. No negotiation, no half-ass, no quitting halfway. Every drop of sweat is a declaration. I am not weak. Every session is a reaffirmation that you will not surrender to laziness. And day by day, your body will not only become stronger, it will become the unshakable foundation for every disciplined action that follows. The third pillar, the mission. The deep work that cannot be outsourced. This is where all potential becomes real. Everyone has a mission, whether they've discovered it or not. And you cannot become your best self if you don't give your dream the space to breathe, grow, and be built. That's why each day you must dedicate 90 minutes to deep work. No phone, no interruptions, no distractions. If you're a writer, you write. If you're building a business, you strategize. If you're learning a new skill, you practice with intention. And if you don't yet know what your mission is, then discovering it becomes your current mission. Read, reflect, experiment, but don't let time pass without taking action toward your long-term purpose, because you cannot expect extraordinary results if you only give your dream 15 distracted minutes a day. 90 minutes a day, 105 hours in 70 days, that's a part-time job for the future you are building. Do the work no one sees, because when it's done, the whole world will feel it. The fourth pillar, stillness, the power that arises from silence. In a world flooded with noise, notifications, news, and content, stillness is a rare asset. But you will never see yourself clearly if your mind is constantly stimulated. You'll never find your center if you don't give yourself time to step back, observe, and listen. That's why each day you need to spend 10 to 20 minutes in complete silence. No phone, no music, no conversation, no input. Just you, your breath, your presence. It could be meditation, a walk in nature, or lying still and breathing deeply. The method doesn't matter. What matters is that you truly return to yourself, because it is in these moments that you release emotions, cleanse the mind, realign your vision, and hear the deepest signals from within. When you build this habit, you won't just become calmer, you will act with far more precision than those who live in constant distraction. And when all four of these pillars operate daily, like non-negotiable rhythms, you no longer need to worry about results, because results become inevitable. Your mind sharpens, your body strengthens, your mission is built brick by brick, and your spirit is no longer swept away by outside chaos. You become steady, not rushed, not scattered, not doubting yourself. You no longer seek motivation. You become the source of energy that others quietly observe. This is not a temporary plan. This is a lifestyle, a structure you can carry for life, a foundation upon which you can build every achievement without fear of collapse. And the miracle is this: you don't need to change everything overnight. You just need to touch all four pillars each day, consistently, without compromise. Every day, you remind yourself, I am building a system. I do not chase inspiration, not live by excuses. I live by consistent action. And on the 90th day, when you look back, you'll realize you are no longer who you used to be. You have evolved. Steady, silent, but undeniably powerful. When you declare that you will take action every day for 90 days, it doesn't mean you will be perfect. It means you will not give up. You will not skip a day. You will not lower the bar. If you forget your morning workout, you do it late at night. If you miss your deep work session due to an unexpected event, you reschedule, but you don't cancel. Because those who live by the principle of no compromise are not led by feelings, they are guided by internal values. And from those values, action is decided. No negotiation, no adjusting standards to suit fleeting emotions. We often think failure comes from a lack of ability. But in truth, most failure comes from being too skilled at negotiating with ourselves. You don't lose because you're not good enough. You lose because you repeatedly accept reasonable excuses for delay. You give yourself a day off and never return. You say,
when your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
Just this once, and repeat it for an entire week. And every time you do that, you're not just falling behind schedule. You're quietly destroying the identity you were trying to build. You're telling your subconscious, what I say doesn't truly matter. And when that repeats, your subconscious learns that you don't have to keep promises to yourself. This is no longer about missing one task. This is about dismantling your core confidence. But the opposite is also true. Every time you keep your word, no matter how small, how difficult, how silent, you are deliberately reconstructing your identity. You are training your subconscious to believe, when I say I'll do something, I do it. And that creates a type of confidence that can't be borrowed from others, that can't be built from praise or instant success. A deep self-respect born from integrity. No compromise doesn't mean you are rigid, emotionless, or overly harsh. It means you know what truly matters and you do not allow yourself to forget it. When your emotions fluctuate, maybe today you're tired, maybe today you don't feel the fire, but you still do the morning routine. You still sit in silence for 10 minutes. You still sweat through your workout. You still finish the task, even at 70% energy. Because you know, value doesn't lie in perfection, it lies in presence. You won't always give your best, but you always show up. Deeply, authentically committed. And if one day you slip, You don't let it spiral. You correct it immediately. No excuses, no delays. You recover through action, not guilt. Because those who refuse to compromise understand greatness isn't built by avoiding mistakes. It's defined by how you respond to them. This 90-day journey doesn't demand perfection, but it does require an unshakable commitment, regardless of weather, mood, or who's watching. And you don't have to prove it to anyone. It's enough that each night when you reflect on your day, you can say, I kept my word. No applause, no stage, but inside you, a foundation is being laid, solid, steady, real. And every right action taken without negotiation becomes the concrete that forms the strongest version of yourself you've ever imagined. You may have discipline, you may have goals, but if you're living in an environment full of energy leaks, where each hour is sliced up by notifications, meaningless conversations, and stimulating content that adds no real value, then sooner or later, you will be worn down. Not because you lack ability, but because you've lost focus, the most precious asset of anyone undergoing transformation. When you enter the 90-day phase, you are no longer someone who lives in reaction. You become a warrior. And a warrior does not allow his battlefield to be cluttered with trivialities. He knows this truth well. The environment is never neutral. It either supports you or it hinders you. There is no gray zone. No, a little won't hurt. It's either a launch pad or it's an obstacle. And if you don't proactively design your living and working space as a platform for focus and discipline, you will forever lose yourself in seemingly harmless small things. Start by examining the space you live in. Place your hand over your heart and ask, when I walk into this room each day, do I feel like I'm entering a fortress of focus or a chaotic amusement park? Are things too easily accessible? Your phone, the TV, social media, addictive apps? Is it as simple as reaching out to escape the discomfort of facing yourself? If the answer is yes, then your first move is not to add more, it's to remove. Cut out distractions ruthlessly. Set clear rules. If something doesn't serve your 90-day goal, it has no place in your environment. Annoying notifications? Off. Apps that pull you away from the present? Deleted. Conversations that shrink you instead of growing you? Step back in silence. You are not obligated to absorb everything. You don't need to prove anything to anyone. You are in the middle of reshaping yourself, and that deserves protection like a sacred mission. Remember, every time you let a distraction slip into your life, you're silently sending a message to your subconscious. I'm not really serious. And if repeated a few times, your brain will begin to believe that you allow yourself to be easily swayed. Your self-trust doesn't collapse from a major failure. It erodes because you let small things take the place of focus, bit by bit, until you no longer realize how far you've drifted. Now's the time to do the opposite. Turn your living space into a strategy room where every item, every corner reminds you of your mission. A tidy desk, a notebook placed with intention, a list of action steps pinned in front of you, a quiet, clean space free from unnecessary stimulation. Replace the feeling of convenience with the feeling of alignment, because convenience leads to compromise. Intentionality leads to victory. And don't forget, your environment isn't just physical. It's also spiritual. It's the people you allow into your energy field. Be careful. Not everyone deserves access to the sacred space you are guarding for growth. If a conversation drains you rather than fuels you, it's not connection, it's leakage. If a relationship makes you doubt yourself instead of strengthening you, it's not support, it's a shackle. You don't have to be rude, but you must be clear. You can love people from a distance. You can silently walk away from what no longer aligns with the version of yourself you're building. And that's not selfishness. That's the survival instinct of someone swimming upstream. During these 90 days, you need to become unshakable. You need to be clear with yourself. What is non-negotiable? Every hour lost to distraction is an hour stolen from the opportunity to rebuild yourself. So set daily ground rules. No screens first thing in the morning, no social media during deep work hours, no exposure to distractions before bed. You don't have to do this forever, But for 90 days, you must build the foundation. And foundations cannot be poured with diluted cement. They require clarity, discipline, and ruthless elimination. And when you begin living in a purified environment, both internally and externally, you'll feel something shift. You'll become sharper, more decisive. You'll no longer be pulled by minor temptations. You'll live from within, not in reaction to the outside. What you once thought required inspiration will now come naturally, because the environment you created is shouldering the heavy lifting for you. It no longer pulls you down. It lifts you up. It doesn't distract you from your goal. It reminds you daily, this is where you are rebuilding yourself, and when you reemerge after 90 days, you won't need to explain anything to anyone. No need to flaunt your results. No need for reasons. Your presence, the energy radiating from you, your gaze, your voice, your stride, everything will be living proof of one thing. You didn't just change. You rebuilt the foundation you stand on. And that didn't come from a good speech, an inspiring book, or a flash of motivation. It came from the decision to isolate from chaos and to intentionally design an environment that serves an unstoppable personal rise. We are often taught to have clear goals, to write down our dreams, to visualize success. And that's not wrong, but if you only have goals without a system to get there, you will always live in the state of someone who dreams and never stops dreaming. Because the truth is, goals don't create victories, systems do. A goal is the destination, the system is the vehicle, and only those who understand the value of a system and live inside it every day can reach their destination without relying on luck or fleeting motivation. A goal is something you think about once. A system is something you execute every day. A goal is the initial spark. A system is the sustainable engine. And if you're truly serious about your 90-day journey of personal reconstruction, you are no longer allowed to live by, if I remember, I'll do it. If not, oh well. You need a system, a repeatable structure, simple, clear, non-negotiable, executed daily, without waiting for emotional permission. Start with basic yet life-shaping questions. What time do you wake up each day? What's the first thing you do? What do you eat, read, say? And when do you begin your work? How do you rest? How do you end your day? How do you reflect before sleep? If you don't have clear answers to these, you're living in a loose reality where everything can be derailed by a message, a phone call, a passing wave of fatigue, and that's why you never feel true inner stability. An effective system doesn't need to be complex. It just needs to be clear and repeated long enough to become instinctual habit. It doesn't require perfection. It requires consistency. For example, you choose 6 o'clock IMing as your wake-up time. You don't renegotiate it every night. You simply do it. You spend the first 30 minutes moving lightly, breathing deeply, and becoming alert. No social media, no news, no emails. Then you spend 20 minutes reading a chapter of a book, writing down 3 things you must accomplish today. At 7 o'clock IM, you begin 90 minutes of deep, undistracted work. And just like that, your mornings are no longer a string of randomness. They become a ritual that launches a purposeful day. And your evening is no different. You power down electronics 1 hour before sleep, no working before bed. You spend 10 minutes writing down what you learned today, what you lacked, and what you'll adjust tomorrow. You sleep on time, not because someone told you to, but because you understand that sleep is the foundation of tomorrow's performance. These small things, maintained daily, create a solid structure, and it's that structure, not bursts of inspiration, that leads you to stability. But there's one thing to remember. Systems only work when they're measured. You can't improve what you don't track. You can't just tell yourself I'm doing well if you have no tool to log your journey, because the human brain tends to distort, forget mistakes, justify shortcomings, and exaggerate accomplishments. That's why you must track everything you do. It doesn't need to be fancied, a simple spreadsheet, a checklist on your wall, a line of marks after each completed action. Because when you see the chain of discipline growing, you won't want to break it. Every check mark sends a signal to your brain, I'm keeping my word. And every time you keep your word to yourself, a little more of the new identity is etched into your mind. Not through inspiration, through action. Not from external praise, but through a string of repeated behaviors, silent, yet weighty. And one day, when you look at your tracking sheet, you won't need applause. You'll only need to look in the mirror and say, I've become the person I once only dared to imagine. You might ask, what happens if I miss a day? The answer is, don't let it become two. One mistake is an accident. Two in a row is a pattern. No one completes 90 days perfectly. But what defines the consistent is they never let a mistake repeat. They don't punish themselves. They correct with action, not guilt. And more importantly, they don't destroy the system just because of one offbeat day. They come back. They continue. They keep doing the right thing. A system allows you to live without having to decide everything each day. When you live by a system, you free your mind from constantly making choices. You reduce decision fatigue. You let your willpower focus on what truly matters: creativity, depth, momentum. And most importantly, the system creates real freedom. Because when you don't have to wonder, what should I do today? You live fully in a state of action, calm yet powerful. You're no longer chasing success. You belong to it. And after 90 days of living inside that system, you'll realize you no longer need a goal to remind you to keep pushing. You just wake up and follow the rhythm you've chosen. You don't need to get hype. You are the hype. You don't need a special day to start. Every day is part of a larger process. Every day matters. And that quiet repetition is the foundation for all lasting breakthroughs. So don't just write down goals. Build a system. Live by it. Let the system carry you through lazy days, tired hours, and moments of wanting to quit. Let the system replace emotion, and one day you'll look back not as someone trying to rise above themselves, but as someone who has become a stronger version without needing to try anymore because everything was programmed correctly, consistently, without negotiation, day by day, step by step, breath by breath. There will come a moment in your 90-day journey when you no longer need to tell anyone that you've changed. You won't need to post pictures, write status updates, explain or justify, because everything you're doing, every choice you're making, every behavior you're repeating is the clearest evidence. Results don't arrive with noise. They come through the new presence you carry, a different energy, a different posture, a different way of speaking, perceiving, reacting. All of it emanates one unmistakable truth. You are no longer who you used to be. And the most powerful part? You don't need anyone to validate it, because you are the living proof for yourself. It's no coincidence that most people never reach this stage. They dream of results. They talk about success. They write goals in notebooks, make vision boards, set alarms. But they don't stay long enough for results to evolve from vague hopes into concrete reality. They might last 10 days, 20, even 30, but when the emotion fades, their behavior fades too. They believe that because they don't see change, nothing is working. But that is the greatest mistake. Results do not follow emotion. They follow the depth of commitment. And if you go deep enough, consistently enough, quietly enough, then one day, without warning, you'll look back and realize everything has changed. Not by numbers, not by spectacle, but by the internal quality that has been completely transformed. You no longer have to force yourself to wake up early. You rise because you want to. You no longer avoid journaling. You write because you need to. You no longer struggle to sit down and work. You sit because that is where you find clarity. What once felt like obligation has become a natural part of your identity. You are no longer trying. You have become. And because you've become, you no longer seek external validation. You don't need encouragement to maintain the system. You don't need someone watching to take action because you believe in yourself at a level deeper than consciousness. You do the right thing not because someone's holding you accountable. You do it because you've chosen to become someone who doesn't need to be convinced to act. And that is the highest form of transformation. It's not your circumstances that have changed. It's your roots. What's important to understand is this: real results are never loud. They arise quietly, but firmly. You begin to react differently to procrastination. You no longer delay decisions. You act swiftly, without hesitation, without needing second opinions. You begin to say no, not from arrogance, but because you now recognize what distracts you. You start speaking less, doing more. You move slower, but with certainty. And every step you take lays the foundation for a new internal ecosystem where everything you do is anchored in real value, no longer echoing from fear or the need to prove something. What you must realize is this: success doesn't come because you run faster than others. It comes because you walk in the right direction long enough with unwavering focus without compromising your system. While others are still restarting, you've already built a structure. While they're still chasing motivation, you're living in rhythm. While they're waiting to be pushed, you've become your own momentum. That's not luck. That's the law of accumulation, a result that cannot be denied because it was built on behaviors no one saw for 90 days. And the most beautiful part is there is no illusion. You no longer need to say you're changing because you're not hoping anymore. You're living it, and that is your greatest power. When you live transformation, instead of talking about it, you become immovable, not because you're rigid, but because your quiet consistency now holds immense strength. You no longer have to battle with self-doubt because you now have evidence. You've seen yourself stay committed for 5 days, then 10, then 30, then 60. You've witnessed yourself abandon procrastination, move through boredom, walk straight into resistance. And if you've done that much, then there's no reason to stop. From now on, every time you continue, you're no longer trying. You're expanding the territory of your identity. And when others ask what you did to change, you won't say much. You won't draw diagrams. You won't deliver long theories. You'll simply smile. Because you know words are no longer necessary. Results are the clearest language. They'll see your consistency, see your calm, see your quiet action. And more than that, they'll feel something different in your presence. The presence of someone who has truly completed a journey. The 90-day journey is not just about doing, it's a journey of becoming. Every drop of sweat, every repeated habit, every decision kept, every refusal to quit, none of it stands alone. They all connect into a resilient network, a new foundation, where you now stand, look forward, and know there is no going back. You've gone too far to be your old self, and that's why you no longer need anyone to affirm your worth, because real results don't need to be broadcast. They only need to exist. And you are the most powerful embodiment of that truth. Not because you're perfect, but because you've been consistent long enough for everything to become part of your blood, your mind, your unshakable belief system. When you've made it through the entire 90-day journey, not just through desire, but through steady, relentless, uncompromising action, you will reach a state that very few have ever experienced. It's the moment when you no longer feel the need to become someone, because you already are that person. You're not trying to convince anyone. You don't need external recognition. You're not seeking validation from the outside, because everything you once hoped to possess, confidence, clarity, self-respect, now exists firmly in every cell, every choice, every rhythm of your life. You didn't arrive here by luck. You didn't get here through fleeting motivation. You got here because you walked through resistance. endured boredom, confronted doubt, and chose not to stop. This is no longer just a personal development journey. It's a real rebirth happening not on paper, not on social media, but in the actual dailiness of your life, where there are no spotlights, only you and the system you held on to for 90 days, minute by minute, action by action. From this point on, you are no longer someone easily swayed, no longer someone who lives by mood. You have proven to yourself that even without applause, without recognition, without being seen, you still take action. And it creates a kind of silent power that no one can deny. People may not understand you. They may not agree with you. They cannot deny the energy you carry, the calm in your eyes, the certainty in your choices, the strength in your presence, because none of it comes from what you say. It comes from the fact that you've lived it long enough for it to become real. You've become someone who no longer has to force discipline. You live in discipline as if it were second nature. You don't need motivation to dive into deep work. It's the rhythm you've chosen. You don't need reminders to journal, to sit in silence, to learn. They are now essential pieces of your day. You no longer need to redefine yourself. The new identity has already been written, not by theory, but by sweat and commitment. And more importantly, you've learned to respect your own word. When you say, I will, you do. When you make a promise to yourself, you don't delay, you don't skip, you don't make excuses. That, the alignment between your word and your action, is the real weight behind a person. You don't need to speak loudly. You don't need to act tough, but every word, every choice you make carries weight because others can feel that you've lived it, not just thought about it. And so you no longer have to search for belief. Belief is built from the evidence you've created. Every morning you got up while tired. Every workout you finished without motivation. Every minute you spent in deep work, in silence, without social media, without distraction. All of it has accumulated into an unshakable truth. I am someone who can be counted on. You no longer react to life, you design it. You no longer let the external world dictate your internal state. You carry the energy of someone who has endured a battle most people don't have the patience to finish. You are no longer drawn to what's easy because you understand deeply anything easily gained is easily lost. And what you now hold, your system, your rhythm, your new identity, is forged through friction, through silence, through uncelebrated resilience. It didn't come from acting on emotion. It came from rising above emotion, living by the standard you set, without deviation, not even for a day. And now the beautiful truth is, you don't have to do anything to appear strong. You don't have to prove anything anymore. The calm in your every action speaks for you. You're no longer someone needing to prove worth. You are worth. You're no longer someone trying to control outcomes. You trust the process. You're no longer someone impatient for recognition. You understand that the results speak for themselves. The truth is, you've come too far to turn back. You cannot go back to the old way of living. You cannot return to the old habits, the old mindset, because you've tasted what it feels like to live aligned with your real potential. And from that moment on, anything less is no longer enough. You don't reject mediocrity out of pride, but because you now know what truthful living feels like. You've become an undeniable version of yourself, not because you speak well or do more or try to stand out, but because you no longer depend on anything external to govern what happens within. Everything flows from your core. Every choice is rooted in principle. Every behavior extends from a deep, unshakable identity. And when someone asks you, what's the secret to your success? You won't hand them a list. You'll simply look them in the eye and say, I didn't quit. I lived by a system. I didn't negotiate with myself, and I kept my word. That's not a method. That's a standard, a choice, a decision. And once that decision is repeated long enough, it shapes a human being that no one, not even your past self, can deny. There are journeys that don't need to be announced. There are processes that don't need an audience. There are phases in your life when you must quietly remind yourself, don't rush to tell anyone what's happening. Just build first. And if you've come this far, if you've endured every resistance, every challenge, every moment of wanting to quit, then you understand this truth. The greatest things are always built in silence, not because you're afraid, but because you're deep enough not to need to prove anything. You've spent 90 days living by a system, not chasing noisy busyness, not flaunting achievements, not needing applause. You've lived to your own rhythm. You've laid the foundation from within. You've acted because you knew what mattered. No one saw you wake up early. No one saw you sit down to write in your journal, read page by page, sweat through workouts without a sound. But it was in those moments, without lights, without witnesses, that you were truly reborn. And because you built in silence, when you reemerge, no one recognizes you immediately. They don't understand why you're calmer, why you no longer complain, why you avoid meaningless conversations, why you reject the distractions that used to hook you. They don't understand, but they feel it. Something inside you has changed completely. Not your walk, not your voice, not your appearance, but the energy you now carry. You don't need to say, I've changed. Everything you do says it for you. The way you choose stillness when others are shouting, the way you persist without showing off, the way you guard your time, energy, and goals as if they are sacred territory. Others notice, and they cannot deny it. Because people aren't persuaded by words, they're drawn to presence. And presence only comes from someone who's walked a real journey, who's kept promises to themselves, day after day, with no crowd, no congratulations. Reemerging doesn't mean showing off everything you've done. Reemerging means showing up with an identity that can't be hidden. You're no longer someone who needs to display. You're someone who makes people stop and look. Not because you're loud, but because you're different and real. No one saw you while you were building, but when you're done, the entire room feels it. True strength doesn't come from speed, it comes from depth. And for the past 90 days, you haven't sprinted to impress. You've moved slowly, but surely, step by step, with right actions each day. You didn't break your system. You didn't negotiate with emotion. You didn't let circumstances pull you off track. That daily discipline, that daily choice has turned you into someone new, who doesn't need motivation to move, who doesn't need praise to continue. You do it because it's who you are. And from now on, you'll never have to start over from zero. Because the system is now embedded in you. The new identity is programmed, not through a course, but through every moment you acted without feeling like it. Not through a promise, but through days and days of keeping your word when no one was watching. And once you've lived through that, you'll never be the same again. When you reemerge, you won't need to say, I rebuilt my life. You'll simply live in a way that makes it impossible to recognize the one who used to procrastinate, make excuses, or live based on fluctuating feelings. That person no longer exists. And you, the new version, grounded, principled, systematic, are now the living proof of a truth that can't be denied. You accomplish what most only dream about in moments of fleeting inspiration and forget the next morning. Re-emerging in silence doesn't mean closing yourself off. It means you no longer need to be seen to know your worth. You've already lived through the days when no one noticed, no one believed, no one applauded, and you kept going. So now you don't need crowds. You don't need hype. You just need to continue. And that continuation, that repetition, will carry you to milestones others will call breakthroughs. While you know it wasn't a break, it was the inevitable outcome of a system lived without compromise. And then, when others ask how you became that way, you won't give them a prepared answer. You'll simply smile, look them in the eye, and say, I disappeared for 90 days. I went silent. I built, and I came back, not to tell, but to live as someone who's never going back to the beginning again. You no longer live in emotion, you live in identity. You don't chase inspiration, you generate it. You don't wait for the perfect moment, you create rhythm so that every day becomes the right moment. And if there's something about you that people can't take their eyes off, it's because you carry a consistency that's rare in a chaotic world. And if that happens, if even just one person starts living differently because of you, then that silent 90-day journey didn't just change you, it's expanding. Not through words, but through presence. Not through teaching, but through living. And that is the greatest power of all. To plant seeds quietly, to light fires without noise, and to walk away gently, leaving behind a new path of life that is deeper, stronger, and truer.
Don't you deserve a Medicare plan you can count on? Well, you can count on a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. Enjoy reliable coverage and low out-of-pocket costs with a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. And if you have a chronic condition like diabetes, chronic heart failure, or a cardiovascular disorder, you may qualify for a UnitedHealthcare Complete Care plan with plans that fit your life today and as your needs change tomorrow. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare plans at uhc.com/Medicare.